When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about 10 tips for your Italy trip. Because your girl is going back to Italy. I'm so excited. I did go to Italy in the summer of 2021. I went again in the winter of 2023, but I only ever did summer in Italy one time, that one time in 2021. So this will be my second summer, and I will be going with my boyfriend. So I'm really excited because we have never been to Italy together. So it's going to be a completely different type of trip as opposed to going with my whole family. We are still in the planning process, which sounds crazy because it is mid-June just about, and we will be going at the very end of July, but our flights are booked. That's as far as we got. Flights are booked and we are figuring out the rest of the details currently. Maybe it'll be done by the time this episode comes out because essentially we are doing like a few different spots. So we're starting with Milan. That's where we're flying into. And then we are flying out of Rome. We booked like a multi-city trip. So we know we're starting with Milan. We don't know where we're going to go from there. We're either going to do Venice or Lake Como. And then from Venice or Lake Como, whichever one we decide to go to, we will be going to Rome. And then from Rome, we will be going to Positano. And then from Positano, we will be going back to Rome and seeing his family because he has family there. So we'll spend like a week or so seeing the family in Rome, and then we will be going home from there. So bouncing around, but yeah, just really trying to finalize if we're going to do Venice or Lake Como. So if anyone has any recommendations or suggestions or really highly says like, do this instead of that, message me, let me know. We both have never been to Milan, Venice, or Lake Como. So that's why they're kind of up in the air trying to figure out exactly which one makes the most sense. And Italy's not going anywhere. So whichever one we don't do of the two, we'll just go back and do it another time. But we both know Positano, we both know Rome. So that part is pretty easy. So yeah, just getting that all situated. But because I have been to Italy before, I know a thing or two about traveling there, what to bring, what not to bring, what to expect. And listen, it's a lot slower. It's really nothing to stress about. I don't like when people get really like stressed about a Euro trip and think it's going to be like so complicated and all that. It's really not. Everything is pretty slow paced, very relaxed, very laid back. I would be more stressed if you were coming to Manhattan, if you were coming to the city for the first time. If you've never been to New York and you're making your first trip, I think that's a lot more overwhelming than going to Italy. And there's a million things I can tell you to do or not to do, but I made a pretty compact, small, broken down list of just 10 tips, 10 things, whether it's like fashion related, wear this, don't wear that, or something to bring, or just something to keep in mind. I just really think these are like the most important things, and everything else kind of just falls into place. Again, it's not really something to stress. So I'm keeping it pretty simple, pretty straightforward based on my experience. And yeah, let's get right into it. So first things first, I know I've said this in episodes before, probably 500 times, but make a lookbook. I cannot stress this enough. This will change the game for you, not only with going to Italy, but just travel in general, all of your trips moving forward, but especially a trip to Italy, because Italy is like the fashion and you want to, you know, dress nice and whatever. Make a lookbook for a few different reasons. One, so that you're prepared, most importantly, you know what you're wearing. But two, so that you don't overpack. Because when you make a lookbook, you can style rewearable items. So you could wear the same top or the same pants. Like say you got a really good pair of linen pants. You should be able to wear those pants at least 3 times. At least. Depending on how long your trip is, if it's even longer, if you're going on a 2-3 week trip, you should be able to wear those pants 5 times. Like there's no reason to bring a completely fresh and new outfit for every day. And keep in mind, like you're going to need a daytime outfit and a nighttime outfit. So you're going to bring daytime outfits for every day, nighttime outfits for every day, all different items. It's going to be way too much. And with Italy, the biggest key is underpacking. Because trust me when I say there's a lot of walking. Yes, of course, you will be able to get cars. It's not like it's a carless city, but country. But it will be a lot of walking. So you will be lugging your suitcase around a lot. Buildings and where you're staying may not have an elevator. Where I stayed, I've never actually stayed any, I will say in Rome, I stayed in Rome for a night. That hotel was very modern and did have an elevator. But I've been to Florence, I've been to Positano, I've been to Tuscany, all of which have included me lugging my suitcase up flights of stairs to get to my room and lugging my suitcase around the city. Like there was a point where we couldn't get something, it was like a really small block or something, so like the car couldn't turn down it, like when we were getting dropped off or something of the sort. I don't remember. We were in Florence, and keep in mind all the roads are cobblestone and just super wonky and whatever, and so we had to get out of the car and walk a few blocks with our suitcases, and it is just, it's a lot. Okay, so I'm not saying that you're gonna avoid, you know, having a full suitcase. Of course, you're going to have a full suitcase, but making a lookbook will help you so much with condensing and underpacking. It's crazy. So what you're going to do is try on the outfits that you think you're going to wear from head to toe. I'm talking sunglasses, earrings, jewelry, accessories, bags, shoes, top, pants, exactly how you plan to wear it. Even put on the freaking bra that you think you're going to wear, because guess what? If the shirt doesn't need a bra, you might not have to even pack a bra. Bam, there you go, underpacking. If the shirt could get away with just some cakes or nipple covers, bam, there you go. Like put on every single thing from start to finish, head to toe, and then take a picture of yourself in the mirror. And then there you go. That's how that outfit gets packed. And then you go on to the next outfit and you're going to do the next thing. And you're going to try to rewear as many earrings, as many sunglasses, as many shoes, as many shirts. Like you're going to try to rewear as much as possible because you need to pack as light as possible. And this lookbook will, aside from helping you with packing, really just help you with planning, because then when you know your itinerary, you'll know what you're going to wear and when you're going to wear it. Like if you're doing certain excursions, you're doing certain sightseeings, you're going to a specific restaurant, maybe there's a restaurant that you've been like dying to go to take like this certain picture at, you want to wear this certain outfit for that restaurant. Like the lookbook will help you, because then from there, if you're taking the pictures on the iPhone, you can make notes under a photo. So if you make an album, like this is what I always do. I don't just have the pictures in my photos. I specifically make an album, Italy lookbook, wherever I'm going. So Italy lookbook. And then I take the pictures and then I write a note underneath for where I plan to wear that outfit And you're not necessarily locked in, because there were times where I did end up changing my outfit. Like I went, you know, to Italy, and then I had a dressier outfit thinking a different place was dressier and a more casual outfit for something else. And then I swapped the two. Like, it's not like you can't change it, but it will help you so much with being organized. And that just takes such a load off of you while you're there. And speaking of what you're packing, secondly, is making sure that your shoes are comfortable. Because like I said, you will be doing a lot of walking. So the less shoes you could bring, the better. But I recommend 3 shoes. And honestly, if these are neutral enough shoes, you can wear them with every single outfit. So I say 1 good pair of walking shoes for during the day, whatever that is. They could be sneakers, they could be loafers, they could be sandals. Like, if you know what shoes you have that are extremely comfortable to walk in, and I'm not saying 10,000 steps. I'm saying 30,000 steps, because you will be walking miles and miles and miles. You will not just be doing a 3-mile walk like you're going for a run at home. No, you will be walking all day long. So pick a pair of shoes that will be comfortable enough for that all day, every single day. Then you could pick a good pair of sandals that are a little bit like dressier. So like, they could still be flat, but a dressier, like prettier sandal that you would want to wear. I don't know, say you're going on a boat day, like whatever it is, you're going on a gondola, you want to be a little bit more dressed up. You don't want to wear, you know, a sneaker. You want to wear a pretty sandal, and maybe it's not the most comfortable shoe, but you want it for the outfit. That's fine. Try to do a comfortable one, one that you know doesn't like rip up your feet and give you tons of blisters. Also pack Band-Aids just in case, because honestly, a lot of my shoes gave me blisters from the amount of walking, and not just like blisters on the back of my heel, but like blisters on the toe, blisters underneath my foot, like the, what do you even call that? Like the bed of your foot, the arch of your foot. I don't even know, the underneath, like, yeah, definitely have gotten some blisters. So you're going to want to strap up with some Band-Aids. But yeah, bring a good pair of sandals. And then for nighttime, you could bring 1 good pair of heels, but do not bring skinny pointy heels. Make sure they are thick, like they could be a wedge or just like a shorter heel that's wider. Like, do not go crazy. You will not need stilettos. You will not need platforms. If you want a little bit of height, just add something that has a tiny little, that's it, just a tiny thick little wedge sort of heel that's comfortable, and you could wear it to dinner. And that's all you're going to need in the heels department. I honestly think those 3 pairs of shoes should be all you need. Try to base your outfits around the shoes. This is why I'm not a big like colors person. I find it just so much easier to wear neutrals, because if I'm bringing 1 pair of brown, like it will match with everything, because I'm going to wear a brown that matches with white, with black, with more brown. Like, I'm not going to do a really deep dark brown. I'm going to do a more like tan, beige, you know, neutral kind of brown so that it matches with everything. And it's just honestly going to make my life so much easier. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has 0 sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, speaking of planning out your outfits, my third tip is that you also want to plan out your days. Now, you have to keep in mind, because you're doing mostly walking and because Italy is just a very laid back country and slow paced, it is not like being in Times Square, everything takes time. So you might think we're going to do 10 things in one day, and you probably won't. So you want to try to make, like, get your calendars ready. And you don't necessarily need reservations everywhere unless they are a really, like, top-notch place. If you're trying to go somewhere that's really popular, really busy to eat or whatever, or maybe even something really touristy, like, you know, the museums and stuff that you have to, like, get tickets for, you could probably just get tickets online and do that in advance. Like, if you're trying to do something really poppin', really popular, really busy, really touristy, yes, buy the tickets in advance and make those reservations in advance. But, you will be in Italy. A lot of places, quite frankly, some of the best possible food you will find in Italy will be in family-owned, hole-in-the-wall, small, laid-back restaurants. And you will not need to stress. You can literally just walk past a restaurant and be like, oh my God, it looks so cute in there, or it looks so good in there, and go find a seat. You will not be waiting online like you're, you know, waiting for a table to open up. Like this is freaking Nobu, okay? It's not going to happen. I don't think we've ever waited. I mean, and the two times, I may have only gone to Italy two times, but the two times I went 4 weeks. So we went out to eat every single day, 4 weeks. And I literally don't think out of the 50 times that I've gone out to eat in Italy that we've ever waited for anything. If there's not a table, they'll freaking find one. They'll pull a table out of the back and say, oh, come here, come sit. We'll make you a table. Like, it's that simple. And especially if it's the summer, they'll just add another table outside. So reservations are not necessarily a huge stressor in advance, but planning out the days are. Like, know what you're doing and when you're doing it, because these things will take a lot of time. So if you want to see something, you're in Florence, you want to go to the Duomo, make time for that and then arrange to eat around there so that it makes the time, like, so that it makes it easier for you to get to your next location instead of being like, all right, I want to see the Duomo in the city center of Florence, but then there's this restaurant I really want to make it to for lunch all the way south of that. And it's, you know, a 20-minute walk or whatever the case is. Like, that's just not really going to be feasible, because then you're not going to get to your next location. So just try to be realistic with your days so you can fit everything in. And this way you won't, like, feel overwhelmed because you're not trying to squeeze things in since they're unplanned. You'll have your days planned. You'll, you know, accommodate, like, how much time things will take, and you'll just feel so much better about it. But like I mentioned about getting tickets in advance, I do recommend looking online for any of, like, the touristy, you know, museums and things that you do want to get tickets for, because those will typically have lines on them. If you're trying to get into a certain church or whatever, like, there's usually people at the ticket booth, and it could take a long time, especially in the summer, depending on, like, you know, that time period, like, what's happening at that time. So if you could avoid waiting at the ticket booth, that would be really smart. Tip number 4 kind of aligns with tip number 1, but it's a little bit different. Be open to shopping there for what you're gonna wear there, and don't feel the need to bring every single thing from home. For example, I need a good pair of black sandals. And I was, like, looking online and whatever, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't find the type of sandals that I want. And then I was like, why would I bring them? I'm literally going to Italy. They hand make the shoes right there in front of you. measured to your foot. I don't know if you guys know that, but when I was in Positano, they had like 500 stores where you just walk in. They have a whole wall of examples of shoes. And then they're like, all right, what do you want? We'll make it right now. And then you stand there and they legit make the shoe around your foot. They're hammering it in while your foot is like in the shoe because they're making it exactly to your shoe size. Like, it's so crazy. And I'm like, why would I be searching right now on Bloomingdale's for a pair of black sandals? I'll just get them when I go to Italy. And you could always like do all like your shopping in Italy, essentially, and just buy a new suitcase when you're there to bring it home. Obviously, you want to pack lightly going, but coming back, it's, you know, less travel. Like, now it's like the end of your trip, so it's not like you're going to be walking around with two suitcases other than getting to the airport to go home. So it's a completely different thing. If you do all of your shopping in Italy, well, if you pack light enough based on the lookbook, you might not need a second suitcase, but sometimes it depends on what you have, what you're bringing. If you need a second suitcase, just get a cheap one there. They'll be literally like $30. And take all your, you know, everything that you bought home in that new suitcase. But seriously, be open to shopping there because the clothes are so much nicer than the clothes here. So you're really not missing anything. If you're like, damn, I don't have exactly this one thing I'm looking for, you'll probably find it there. And even nicer. I said since the first time that I went to Italy, like after I went, I was like, you know what? Next time I come, I want to come with nothing. I don't even want to bring a suitcase. I want to come completely empty handed and just like do all my shopping here and then like pack in a suitcase to come home. I have yet to have the balls to actually do that because I certainly did not do that in the winter. I bought all new clothes for the winter and I have not done that now. I've done a lot of shopping for my trip now. I don't know. Maybe my next time, maybe the fourth time that I go, if I go again next year. But yes, I have always like been saying for the past 3 years, like I really, really, really want to go to Italy with nothing, completely nothing, and just buy it all there. My shoes, my clothes, and just wear what I buy when I get there. Number five, another thing not to bring is your blow dryer. Hear me out, because everyone's always bringing all their hair tools and bringing the adapter and all that. Buy a cheap freaking blow dryer there and leave it there. I mean, bring the adapter anyway, obviously. You're gonna have phone chargers, you're gonna have things that you need to plug in. So get an adapter and bring it anyway. But do not go crazy trying to fit your damn blow dryer in your suitcase. Don't. Do not do it. Go to the freaking supermarket, whatever you call it, like the regular convenience store. There you go. And get a cheap blow dryer, one that you will not care about leaving in your Airbnb, or better yet, see if your Airbnb has a blow dryer, or if you're staying at a hotel, they typically have a blow dryer, but a lot of the time, if you're staying in an Airbnb, they don't necessarily like provide these things for you. I will say, luckily, I never had to bring one, and I always was provided with a blow dryer, but this time around, I don't know because we're not like staying where I've stayed before. I'm not really 100% sure on where we're going to stay at all. So I don't know if there will be a blow dryer. But what I am saying is that I am not bringing a blow dryer. I will be going to the convenience store and I will be buying the hair tools there. And it's just going to make my life so much easier so that I don't have to waste the weight in my suitcase. And I'll just leave them there. It's really not a big deal. Tip number six is kind of like my everyday tip because I do this literally every single day, all year long, no matter where I am, no matter where I'm going, no matter how hot or no matter how cold it is out, is that I have my nails colored nude. And my tip is for you to wear nude colored nails to Italy, especially if you're going on a long trip, because your nails will grow out. And when the color is nude and kind of blends in with your real nail and grows out, you can't notice it. It is not like having grown out red, crazy nails that look like you got a backwards French. You got the tip going at the back of your nail, then the red is coming out. Like, that to me looks awful. And it honestly, it makes me feel like, ugh, like I hate when my nails are grown out. Right now, as we speak, I'm currently staring at my nails because they are super grown out. I'm going on Monday. Well, actually, I'm going, yeah, when this episode will be out. So as you're listening to this, I will be getting my nails done. And even this, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to get my nails done. But at the very least, I'm like, thank God they look like this. Because from afar, from in photos, from even just like my hands being like reached out in front of me, I really can't tell. It's only when I bring my nails like up really close to my face that I can tell. And typically when you go to, you know, a trip like Italy, Europe, whatever, you're there for over a week. You're there for 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks. Me, we're going for about 18, 19 days. So we're doing over 2 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks. And yeah, my nails will sure as hell be starting to grow out. You can't help it. They're always going to grow. So keeping them a neutral nude color that matches your nails, matches your hands, it's just, it'll just look so clean. It'll look so nice. Like, I cannot stress it enough. Now, I have been doing nude nails since like 2020. Well, honestly, no, even before, I would say 2019. Yeah, 2019, I think, is when I really started doing, I was doing like an ombre, and it was just neutral though ombre. It was like a nude to a white, almost like a French tip blurred out, if that makes sense. Think of French, but think of an ombre style and think of it blurry, and it just going from nude to white. And then I like eliminated the ombre, eliminated the white, and I really just started to do the nude all together in probably 2020, 2021. So I've been going strong for over 5 years now with nude colored nails, and it just makes my nails always feel clean and always look done, even when they're not. Number 7, download audiobooks, and honestly, don't even bother bringing physical books unless you plan on just holding them in your hand and not packing them, or unless you don't care about leaving the books there. Because again, it's a waste of space and it's a waste of weight. Books are not light. Books are heavier than clothes. Let's put that into perspective. If you have a book in your hand, or if you have three tops in your hand, like the other hand, the book in the first hand is gonna be heavier. It's thick, it's firm, it's heavy. There's weight to a book. And it ultimately takes up more space because you can't fold it, you can't bend it. Clothes, you could roll up in a freaking ball. You could make a t-shirt look like a sock. You could roll it up so small. So why waste space on a book when you could be using that space for more clothes? Like, it is just as simple as that. So if you need books, download the audiobooks, or not even audio. You don't have to necessarily listen. You could download it like PDF style and read it on your phone. Like, what do you call them? Like a Nook or a Kindle, whatever floats your boat, or even just on your phone or your iPad, whatever, you know, device that you prefer to use, read the book there or listen to the book. It's like the dumbest thing to be adding physical books into your, even your carry-on, like just anywhere. Waste of space. You're either going to end up holding it in your hand, which is annoying, or you're going to end up leaving it, which is like, what's the point of that? Just don't bring it at all. Another must bring, tip number 8, is a portable charger. Bring it. You will be out all day. Your phone will die. I had one in 2021. Very smart, very great. Kept it in my bag. Always worked. But then I forgot to bring one when I went in the winter in December. And my grandmother had one, thank God, but we were like all trying to use her portable charger. Then it was dying because everyone was like plugging their phone in, so it was not lasting long. So every person should really have their own portable charger. So if you're going with your boyfriend, a portable charger for you, a portable charger for him. Keep it that simple. I actually was just looking on Amazon to order a new one, and there's one that's a 2-pack. I literally just searched portable charger, and so one of like the first things that came up, and it said 2-pack portable charger, whatever. It has 98,000 reviews, so seems pretty good to me. So I'll probably get that one so we can both have a portable charger, so he will not be jacking mine. But yeah, it'll just, oh, so much peace of mind. There's nothing worse than being out all day, not really knowing where you're going, what you're doing, whatever, and having a dead phone. Like, it You need the phone charged, okay? You just do. First world problems, I know. Oh my God, so privileged. Nothing worse than having a dead phone. I could tell you a million things worse. Yes, of course. I could tell you a million things worse than having a dead phone too. But it's 2024 and you cannot be traveling to a different country without a phone. It's even like a safety hazard, okay? Like, you need to have your own phone. You could always borrow from somebody else. Yes, you can always get help and whatnot. But for the sake of safety and peace of mind, have a charged phone. Yes, there are things worse in the world, but just don't worry about it. Have a charged phone, okay? Thank you. Another thing that you will want to bring, this is tip number 9. It is medications that you need or might need that you can't get there. The medications are completely different. They just are. And it's a different process. Like, I don't think that you can just get everything. Like, I feel like in the US, people are just like popping Advil left and right whenever they feel like it. It's really not that easily accessible there. I remember when we went in December, both my grandparents got sick, and it was like such a mission. They couldn't just like get medication. They had to go to the doctor and they had to pay like $250 at the doctor. And then the doctor gave them prescriptions to get stuff, and it was like the most basic medication too. It's not like they were giving them like anything super crazy. It was like stuff that I'm pretty sure here in the US we could just get at the pharmacy. So yeah, needless to say, medications are very different. It is not the same. They are not as easily attainable and accessible. And not to mention, things close. Like, things close pretty early. I feel like there's not really much, or if anything at all, that's 24/7. Like, again, here we can go into a CVS at like any given time. Like, these stores are just like always open, middle of the night, whatever. There it's like, oh, you need something after hours? No, you're going to have to just wait until the morning, or if you're like sick, then you just straight up have to go to the hospital. Like, you just have to go to the emergency room. Which, don't even get me started on the hospital in Italy, because we ended up at the hospital on Christmas Day because my dad got really, 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 really sick on Christmas Day when we were just there, and he was like fainting and stuff. Like, it was just absolutely awful. So yes, I spent my entire Christmas night in the hospital with my dad, and it was absolutely awful. Like, it really made me so grateful, I have to say, for American hospitals. Like, it just made me so grateful to live in New York, where there are just some of the best, cleanest hospitals, where everyone is just helpful and there's people around and you just feel safe and like, oh my God, don't even get me started. But that hospital experience was a wake-up call. But in any case, yeah, just be prepared for what you might need medically, especially if you have like allergies and certain things. Like, just bring your meds. You will not regret it. And lastly, for your carry-on or personal item, depending on which one you're like bringing as a bag, sometimes people have a carry-on that's like on wheels, great. But sometimes people do a carry-on that's like a duffel bag or a shoulder bag, like whatever. So for your carry-on or personal item, whichever one, do a backpack instead of a shoulder bag. Trust me when I say this, because when you are doing all this walking, if the bag is heavy and it's on one shoulder, you will literally end up with a broken back. You will be so uncomfortable. You will be miserable walking around Italy, or even just walking around the airport, because the airports are a lot to walk through and walk around. Like, you will be miserable walking around with all of that weight on one shoulder. And I know backpacks aren't always like aesthetically pleasing and cute, and you might have this really cute shoulder bag, or you have the Weekender from Base. Like, I have the Weekender myself, but that bag gets heavy. When you fill that bag up, it is heavy. I just took it to a wedding that we went to like up in Albany a couple weeks ago, and I used that as my bag overnight. And even my boyfriend, when he took it out of the car, he was like, Jesus, this bag is so heavy. And I'm like, yeah, well, when you fill it up, it's a heavy bag to begin with, and it gets heavy, and then obviously it gets heavier when you add stuff into it. But then you're carrying it on one shoulder, And now it's just super, super uncomfortable. And a backpack will just be a lot more convenient, a lot more comfortable, even distribution across your back. It'll just make so much more sense. And you'll truly thank yourself later when you are walking with a backpack instead of a really heavy shoulder bag. You just have to constantly think on this trip about the walking. So it's like the shoes that you're going to wear, what you're going to take and what you're not going to take, how you're going to carry these things. Like, all of this has to be in your mind because you have to really think about the walking. And don't try to be like a tough guy and be like, oh, I can do it. I used to walk around my college campus and go into clubs in 6-inch heels and the shortest mini skirt and blah, blah, blah. Like, I know we like to think like, yeah, we used to do this when we were 22. We could do it now. Like, just no, don't try to overdo it. Don't try to overexert yourself. Aim for comfort as much as possible, because there may be some times where you are in discomfort. So if you can add any ounce of comfort possible to yourself, do it. You also have to keep in mind how hot it is and that you're not just like getting AC like you normally would. And like, it's gonna be hot. And when you're hot and sweaty and your bag is heavy and your shoes hurt and you're getting blisters and you have all this stuff in your bag and your blow dryer and your heavy books, like, it, don't make it harder on yourself. Just try to simplify it. And I hope that I'm not making it sound like it's torture, because it's not. It's just, you want to try to make this as comfortable for yourself as you possibly can, because it's different. It is not the same as being home with door-to-door service and freshly paved roads and AC everywhere you go. It's just not the same. So those are my top 10 tips. Again, of course, there's so much, and you girls can be doing tons of research and looking up all different things. I just don't want you to be overwhelmed. I just simply want you to be prepared. I think everything else, like I said, will kind of naturally fall into place and work itself out. But these are the things that you definitely need to know. And again, I'm totally open to hearing your feedback based on Venice or Lake Como. If anyone's ever done like a multi-city trip like that, coming from Milan and then prior to going to Rome. So we're really just trying to figure out which one to do in between there. Lake Como or Venice, let me know your preferences and recommendations. I will let you girls know when we have it all figured out. And I'll even share with you girls after the trip if you want to know like the itinerary and what we did and how we did it, because I think a lot of girls are always looking for travel tips, not only prior to going, but after going, like planning and all that. So once we're all done, once the trip is complete, I will definitely make an updated episode sharing everything. And this way you girls can plan that sort of trip for yourselves afterwards, or next year if you're not going to Italy anytime soon, whenever you do want to go. I will do my best to help you girls out and make the trip easier for you girls to plan. So that is all we have for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladoC Health/whatsyourwhy.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.